Once again, time for a Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Whitty of Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And Teresa, John's not late today.
He's not late. He's here.
Last week he was late.
Well, I was very late.
Never made it. Oh. That's really, really late.
Yeah, I lost track of time. I was working at a customer's office, and I don't know what I was thinking. But
that's funny. Well, we're glad you're here today.
Good to be here.
All right, so what's the subject matter today?
Well, we talked last week, or mentioned last week, we're going to talk about backups today.
Okay.
So backups, backing up your computer, why it's important, and just some statistics, really. And then we want to tell you what we can do for you.
Oh, okay. Backing up your stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Chris does that every day.
Every day at the office here.
At the office here, yeah.
That's good. That's good because I'm sure there are lots and lots of records on that computer.
Yeah,
that
we don't want that computer to go down.
Right. Right. Now, do you know if your office computer is backed up?
No.
You don't know or it's not?
No, it's not.
It's not. Yep. Okay. So would you be sad if you lost the stuff on there?
Not really. I can't think of anything.
And that's, you know, if people say that to me, then it's not that important to back up. But if you've got...
It would create more work for me.
Right. Yeah.
Because I'd have to, I'd lose all my radio scripts from all my business clients I have, in history.
Yeah.
So I should back it up then, Teresa. Thanks for a reminder. Now I'm scared.
Well, that's what you have to think through is, okay, if the stuff that's on my computer were all of a sudden not there, would I miss it? How much would it
Shut down my
me?
Work? Would it, all right. these different things?
Yeah. How many hours of work would it take to recover that data? If it's work-related, if it's personal, then it's more about, sentimentality with photos. People have financial records on their computer. So it's different for individuals versus businesses.
Okay.
But they both are important for their own purposes.
Now, just discussing that with you just now made me nervous. No. Let me answer it again. No, it would bother me if I lost stuff on my computer.
Okay, there you go.
Because I'd have to really work harder.
Well, and the way that you would miss it can be different too. So you can have, your history, like you said, that you would miss, but maybe you wouldn't miss a week's worth of your computer or a month's worth. Maybe it's more, like on a personal computer, if you have all your pictures, you're probably not downloading new pictures every single day. Mm-hmm. And so having a daily backup isn't important.
Right.
Right.
Well, I back up my pictures on Shutterfly.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So
yep.
I don't lose them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying. So depending on how much loss you're willing to take, that's how you determine what type and what extent of backup you need.
But if you're a business, that's different.
Well,
you want to save your stuff.
Right.
You don't want to lose your stuff if you're business stuff, right?
Right, right.
Exactly.
Well, like you said, it would take you, you would have to recreate all those things. How many hours of work would it take you?
Hours.
And that's dollars.
Yep.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to do that.
Right, right. And Maynard wouldn't want you to do that.
Nope.
So, John, why don't you talk a little bit about how do people lose their data?
Well, what do you think, Paul, is the number one reason for data loss? Do you think it's ransomware? Do you think it's viruses? Do you think it's hardware failure?
Viruses? No.
Human error.
Human error.
I remember all the years I've been doing this, I often get calls. I don't know what I was doing. I was in this document that I have to have for this client by end of the day, and I deleted it. I don't know how I did it. I thought I was cleaning up, things like that. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
So it's human error.
Yep.
Why you
and
lose
human
stuff.
Error can also include things like viruses, like if you open that email that you weren't supposed to open, and then you get a ransomware attack through that email.
Yeah, that's kind of included in that too. But, and you've got, we talk about cryptovirus a lot, when they encrypt your data and you have to pay to get in there. We've seen that happen. We've worked through that with places.
With some larger companies
in
the area.
Yep. And, we've been fortunate. For the most part, there's been a couple cases where we had a few problems. In light of all these things that we keep seeing, we worked together and kind of came up with a backup solution that we've been doing for businesses and people, I don't know, how many years now?
Oh, it's been quite probably a few years now.
8 years, yeah. Seven, 8 years, okay. Something like yeah. that.
So this is something Rural Solutions does.
We do.
For businesses, okay.
We do. Yep. We do a cloud backup. And the cloud, you know, John always talks about if it's on the cloud, you don't know where it is. Well, our cloud is in our building. So
I can touch it. I touched it this morning, Paul.
All right. you know, that's a big thing with you, John.
Yeah.
Want to know where your stuff is. Physically know.
Exactly.
Yes. So we've got ransomware. We've got hard drive failures. I see that. You know, people bring their computers in and they died and I can't get any data off of the computer. Oftentimes I can, even if you can't boot the computer. But sometimes if that hard drive is just gone, there's no way to get the data off of it without paying a lot of money.
Okay. So how does that work with the business then, John, to get it on your cloud?
Well,
can I call it your cloud?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't there a song like that? Get off of my cloud.
Yep, that's anyway. The Stones.
No, the idea is we kind of work with, you know, the individual or the business to figure out what data they have that they would be in hardship if it was not there tomorrow. And so we identify those files, and then we set up a really small program on their computer that at a time, usually it's overnight, it will take the data that's in those folders that we talked about, and it'll just make a copy onto our server, onto our cloud server, our backup server. And then they sit there. And then if we can do it weekly, we can do it every night. A lot of them opt for every night. And so the next night, it just overwrites those files with the latest version of those files. And so if, something catastrophic happens, you know, if there's a flood or whatever in their building and their computers are underwater, we can just take their data and put it on a different, on the new machines, and they don't lose their data, right. You mm-hmm. know.
Yeah. Something like when you buy a new cell phone, they transfer your stuff off your cell phone.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Kind of the same concept.
Yep. Yeah. Same concept, yep.
On a personal level, sometimes we've had people at businesses or at homes where they do lose a file or they changed a document and saved it on top of something else, and so that other thing is gone. So they're like, oh, I want to go back to yesterday just for this one document. And so we can go back and get that one document from yesterday before it was changed and save it.
Okay.
And that doesn't happen weekly or anything like that, but we do get those calls, and it's really nice to be able to say, oh, we got you. Here, it should show up here in a few minutes, you know, and then it does, and they call, thank you.
That's awesome.
And it's pretty easy maintenance for people. Yeah. And we kind of did the cloud way because I know before we had it, I go to a lot of places, and then, you know, I always ask about what your backup solution is, and they say, well, I've been backing up my files using this thing that my nephew set up for our office here 10 years ago, and then can I look at the data? And it never was working. You know, it was not copying or working the way they thought it was. And so until you do a test and make sure you can see your data, you don't know. So it's important to have something that's automated. Yeah. That seems to work.
Do most businesses have backups that you know of? Or
I think if you call 20 businesses right now, they'd say, yeah, we back up our data. But then if you ask them, okay, where's your data backed up? How often do you do it?
What's backed up? Let's see the backup. Let's see the dates on it.
Then it's like, oh, okay. Then it's about maybe a third of them that actually have a working backup. Yeah. So,
and a lot of people will say, I don't know. I think so. You know, I think I have backup.
Well, it's important to back your material up, your data up.
Mm-hmm. We've had somebody who thought they were backing their stuff up to this hard drive that was attached to their computer, and it hadn't been backed up for like 2 years, and they thought it was automatically happening. So they're like, yeah, I back up my data. You know, that's just an example of what they think is happening.
How do you check something?
Well, you go to wherever you think your data is and see if it's there. So if you think you're saving it to like an external hard drive or a flash drive, well, plug that drive in and see what's on the drive.
Okay.
And you can see the dates of the documents. And if it's, you know, up to date, then you're good.
Okay.
But if it's from 2 years ago, you're like, oh, it really hasn't updated for 2 years. If I lost everything, I'd be 2 years behind in my work.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's scary stuff.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Good subject. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, I guess if you have any questions about backup.
Yeah, and we have different pricing structures for, you know, individuals with, you know, their one personal computer versus businesses. And we can back up parts of computers or data or the whole thing, depending on what your needs are and what your pricing structure you would want to have that be. So we can tailor it to your needs.
So if you're a business listening, I would suggest contact John Teresa.
Yes,
if you get nervous, you don't want to lose your data.
Yeah,
for sure.
So you can stop in and see us at Main Street Madison, right across from United Prairie Bank, or give us a call at 320-698-4747.
Or send us an email, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right, sounds good. Before you end, though, you know, I think we should thank some of our listeners. They listen regularly.
Absolutely.
On the show, and they have questions. They email us questions. And
yes, I do want to thank all of our faithful listeners. And sometimes I get people stopping in and telling me that they enjoy our show, and I really appreciate that.
Yep. So if you have a question for John and Teresa, you know where to find them.
Yes. Yep. Or you can, you know, send a question in to the radio station here, and we'll get that on the air.
Maynard's done that a couple times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Till next week. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Paul.
John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.